You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Health Coalition Aotearoa is calling for a permanent fix to New Zealand's school lunch program. The current contract is being delivered by provider, the School Lunch Collective, after National Acts the prior Ka Aku Ka Ora program model. This latest iteration of the school lunches program has seen smaller meals, lower nutritional quality, and disengagement from community-based providers. Currently, the funding for the government's school lunch program is due to end in late 2026, with no proposed initiatives in its place. I spoke to Dr. Kelly Garden about the current inefficacies of the current contract and the urgent need to invest in the support for our rangatahi. Kia ora, Kelly. What are the stakes regarding the issue of school lunches?
Yeah, so at the moment, we know that food insecurity is at critical levels in Aotearoa. So right now, a quarter of children are experiencing moderate to severe food insecurity. So that's things like living in a household where food runs out or they need to eat less because of lack of money. And we also know that hungry kids can't learn. Studies, international studies have found that students in Aotearoa who go hungry because of lack of money, even just once a week, are 2 to 4 years behind in their achievement scores compared to kids, students who never go hungry. So we had this first version of Ka Ora Ka Ako that began in 2020, and it provided 20%, 25% of New Zealand schools with the greatest student need, around 240,000 students, with a nutritious daily meal for each student, and it had been showing good to excellent achievement of outcomes from things like reducing hunger at school, improving nutrition and dietary patterns, improving physical and mental well-being, improving school attendance and engagement, as well as reducing financial pressure on families. And even though it tended to benefit all children in these schools, the measured benefits were strongest among children with highest need. But in 2025, the coalition government drastically cut the program's funding by about 30%, and they centralized the delivery of the program to one school lunch collective. And this collective included two major providers that the ministry had already been warned of and had been aware of having repeated performance and quality issues. The cost per meal was reduced drastically from about $8 per meal to about $3. Some schools who produce their own lunches internally have been able to continue doing this, but it's really difficult with this level of funding. And so which brings us to the issues today. Since the change, we've seen serious problems with the quality and safety of the school lunch collective lunches. The children have often found the new meals unappealing, leading to more waste. But nutrition experts at the University of Auckland have found that the size of the meals has shrunk critically as well. So the school lunch collective meals are only providing about 14 to 20% of the energy that kids need for a day. So this is much lower than the international benchmark of 30% that kids' lunches are meant to provide. So that's just from half to two-thirds of the energy that's recommended for a child's lunch. And some of the snacks they're providing to top up for the older kids' lunches could be classified as like red light or not permitted foods. So we're just really concerned that this new low-cost model is undercutting the benefits. It's really shortchanging the kids that we're meant to be serving.
And what does accountability look like in resolving this underserved area of need?
Yeah, well, I think the decisions to cut the program were not based on evidence. I think they were ideological because there was a lot of evidence showing that the program was operating quite well. So we do need to hold these decision makers to account for those actions. At the moment, the Ministry of Education claims that the program's nutrition standards are still being met in this low budget version, but in fact, there's no regular monitoring or transparent reporting by the Ministry of Education to ensure that meals are consistently meeting the nutrition standards. As far as we know, we're now almost at the end of term four, and there's still no approved evaluation plan. And we also need to be able to hold providers to account, particularly the school lunch collective, to make sure that the meals provided are consistently meeting these nutrition standards and energy requirements.
How best can equity be ensured in a national program when it's catering to so many different schools throughout the country?
Yeah, well, I think decentralizing the delivery was something that worked really well in the first version. So giving schools the flexibility to choose the providers or the models that work for them. It requires a bit more coordination, but the evidence shows that this ends up delivering, you know, higher quality. It responds to, you know, the needs of the community, as well as having larger benefits at the community level in terms of supporting local economies as well. And then I guess it also just comes down to providing meals with dignity and, you know, not just trying to cut costs.
And how can we continue to advocate for a lunch program beyond the end of the funding allocated at the end of 2026, with knowledge that there may be disruption caused by the upcoming election?
Yeah, I mean, we know that members of the coalition government wanted to get rid of the program entirely before the last election, and we fought hard, but we need bipartisan support. We all need to understand that this program is an investment and in our future as a country, and we stand to see major gains in health equity, educational attainment, and economic productivity if we can commit to it. So it needs to be made permanent under vote education in the budget. And it needs to be appropriately funded to deliver quality. So what we're asking for is actually we need to learn from experience and evidence between the first version and the more recent 2.0 version to create an optimized Kaora Ka'ako 3.0. So restoring proper nutrition standards and realistic funding. Schools tell us that this is about $6 per meal. Give schools flexibility to choose local suppliers or run their own kitchens. And yeah, again, secure permanent funding so that it's consistent and permanent, and that schools and communities can invest in the systems and structures they need to ensure it works smoothly in the long term.
What can New Zealanders do to show their support for this initiative?
Yeah, please show your support for the program. Health Coalition Aotearoa has just launched a social media campaign that will be running for the next several weeks with partners from Kaora Ka'ako schools. Check it out, engage with it, share it, talk to your whānau about it, contact your local MP and ask them to commit to Kaora Ka'ako. We've had to fight for the program before and we'll keep doing it because it's super important, but we need everyone's voice.
That was Dr. Kelly Garten on the Health Coalition Aotearoa's call for the need for a permanent fix to the school lunch program.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.